We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit
mte.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better
since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
This morning we have a political forum. We're talking with those who are running for Rutherford County Sheriff. And this morning we have with us today Kenneth Barrett and also Trey Mansfield and Steve Spence, all of whom have been in law enforcement for a number of years. So I guess let's just start off with Kenneth and tell us a little bit about your background and what made you want to run for sheriff.
Yes, sir. I'm Kenneth Barrett. Thank you all for having me today. I've been at the sheriff's office for 28 years. 20 of those years I've been in a leadership role. Born and raised right here in Rutherford County. Married to Sandy Barrett for 23 years. We have two girls, which we still live out in fourth generation property in Walter Hill. We also own Silver Hill Medical. Through my years at the sheriff's department, I started out at 20 years old in corrections, moved into patrol. After that, I went into very proactive units such as narcotics, interstate interdiction, K-9, crime suppression, and moved through the ranks, which now I'm a senior lieutenant on patrol, overseeing day-to-day activity. I've been through three different administrations at the sheriff's department, got hired by Truman Jones. I picked up the good things that through three administrations and the bad things. I think it's time for me to lead the sheriff's department and bring us to a different level and have a new vision for the community and agency.
And then we'll just go to Steve Spence next, and I guess tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, sir. Good morning, and thank you for having us. I'm Steve Spence. I'm running for sheriff. My wife, Darlene, and I have been married for 36 years. We have three kids, six grandbabies. We live on our farm out in Midland community. Currently employed at the sheriff's office, been there for 38 years. I've worked or supervised every division, so I've got the experience of the operation of the sheriff's office. I currently manage over $83 million budget, secured over $20 million in grant money, which takes the burden off of taxpayers. The last grant I'm working on with Recovery Court is through the evidence base. It's going to be bringing us a portable building for two classrooms. We got to get cut down recidivism for the sheriff's office to keep these men and women from repeating offenders. If elected, I want to make sure the sheriff's office keeps moving forward in a positive manner, take care of the employees, keep the neighborhood safe for families can live and raise their children in a place, a safe place to live. But main thing too is take care of the employees, keep working with the commission, mayor's office for better pay, better benefits for them. We got to take care of the men and women out there at the sheriff's office.
And then also with us is Trey Mansfield. And Trey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me. I'm Trey Mansfield. I've been a law enforcement officer for 33 years. I come from a law enforcement background. My father was a deputy in Putnam County Sheriff's Department. I grew up basically watching him come in every night, sometimes after double shifts, and it was not unusual for us to go hang out at the sheriff's department and just get along, you know, like a family environment. I started my career at Allgood Police Department in 1992. I've been a police officer for almost 34 years now. So I came to Murfreesboro. I went to Putnam County Sheriff's Department, worked there for a little bit. Went to White County Sheriff's Department, worked there for a little bit, and then came to Murfreesboro, where I've been here for 27 years. Done a little bit of everything. I've been in crime suppression. I've been street level drug enforcement. I was even a motorcycle cop for a little bit. Now I'm a K-9 handler. I was a SWAT officer. I've done a little bit of everything on the practical side of law enforcement. I feel like that based on my experience that I've got over the last 34 years, that I could bring a new vision to the sheriff's department. And you know, sometimes when you're inside the box, you don't understand that there's other ideas that's outside the box that could benefit your entity. I think I can bring that to the table. Again, you know, it's been 50 years since they've had a candidate for sheriff. That was, you know, the last 50 years, every candidate for sheriff has come from within the sheriff's department. I feel like it's time for a little bit of a change. fresh vision, new ideas. I come from I work for Mercer Police Department, and it's a very progressive department. We've got real-time crime data analyst, and we've implemented license plate readers, a little bit of everything, there progressively at Mercer Police Department. I think I could bring some of that over there to the Sheriff's Department, make it a better place. I'm running for sheriff because I feel like you have to have strong leadership. I feel like you have to have compassion for your men, compassion for the taxpayers, and the people you serve. I want safe neighborhoods and safe roadways, and above all, I want safe schools. I think, I like to strengthen the SRO program more than it is. I like to strengthen the ICAC, which is Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. We need to get that up and running and target sexual predators. I basically want safe neighborhoods for your family, my family, your children, and my child.
Well, let's get into some of the questions here. And with these questions, because there's only three of you here, it'll be easy to do. So just feel free to jump in to answer any question you hear, or if you want to follow up with one of the questions that you answered, feel free to do that. I think this will be a lot easier. I know we've had past shows where you've had like 15 county commissioners in here before, and it got a little hectic. first question, and by the way, you can text questions in to 615-893-1450. One of the questions that we have right off the bat is, do you support a unified dispatch center for Rutherford County? And then could you explain why?
I guess I'd start. It doesn't matter. Yes, everything I've looked at and read on, I do support it. I think it definitely speeds up the process and makes the county safer by everybody being together. Information, the communication is a lot faster. We constantly see issues where the city may have a call and it may bleed out into the county, or the county may have a call that may transfer into the city, and then that time frame that you're swapping all the information over, information can get dropped, and time's definitely crucial at that point. So I would definitely support it.
Yes, sir. I support it also. We've got to respond to these calls in a quickly manner, and all of us being together is going to make a quicker response and make sure no calls get dropped and they're always going to be handled. And two, it's going to help on staffing. Everybody's short on staffing and communication. That would help them get the manpower to run it.
Yeah, I 100% support it. Matter of fact, I worked in a similar system before I came to Rutherford County, and it was much more streamlined system as far as emergency response. It cut down on response times. I believe if we partner with every law enforcement entity in the county, we can also save some money when it comes to if everybody chips in. You've got four major law enforcement agencies that they put in 25%. You've got 75% of your communications budget that you can do other things with, and I think that would be very beneficial. Not to mention the cutting down on the response times for the citizens. I mean, I see now where a call will come up on the screen on our mobile data terminals, and all of a sudden it'll disappear, and then they're trying. What's happening is dispatch is trying to find what jurisdiction needs to respond to that particular call, and sometimes they're priority one calls. So we kind of need to cut out the middleman on that, in my opinion, and provide a better product of public safety moving forward.
Go ahead.
Can I add something on that? We also, a lot of people don't think about, we constantly have Rutherford County units driving through Murfreesboro City or through Smyrna or Laverne, maybe going to something, to a SRO going to their school, or a deputy going to serve some type of paper inside the city, or just headed out to their zone. So if a call comes out as important, they could be real, real close to the call, and they should respond and be able to take care of it. They could be the first one on the scene to handle the issue. So it definitely speeds up the process of the calls.
Another one of the questions we got, and I say one of the questions, but we had about 10 people text us in since we first said you guys were going to be on the air, and this one's talking about the 287G agreements, and it asks, if elected, would you expand, maintain, limit, or eliminate the county's involvement and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement 287G agreements. And any specific factors that would guide that decision? And what about the addition of involving those types of programs on area streets?
Yeah, I'll start with this one, Scott. We currently are with the 287G, the MOU with ICE. We've been doing the ICE since 1997. We used to pick up the phone, have to call them, see if they wanted many women that came in on local charges. But now we got the MOU. Our staff can get on their database and look and speed up the process to get these men and women home. Some of them, if they get picked up, they're not deported, but we have to check and see if they're wanted to go to be deported. It's, you know, that's our law to withhold the law on it. Also, we're not going to do the enforcements on the streets. You know, we're just doing the warrant service in the jail, and I think if I'm elected, that's what I'm going to continue doing, just doing what we're doing.
Anybody else want to chime in on that?
I do. Go ahead, Trey, if you want to. Go ahead.
Not bad. Yeah, I think what they've got with it's that they've got implemented right now at the sheriff's office, the intake model, when a individual is charged with an unrelated crime, not related to immigration, they brought into the jail. The process they've got in place now serves our community better right now than it. We don't have enough manpower to institute the task force model, so it's working like it should right now.
I'm a lieutenant on patrol, so I see it day in, day out. 2025, we had an average of 8 or 9 deputies working the streets every day. So first process is take care of our community. Then the way of the process we're using right now is working fine. We just don't have the manpower to get out and actually look for undocumented subjects. But if we come across them, they're taken to 940, that's when the process will start. So just, it's a manpower issue, and the community comes first.
Somebody texted, could you say your name before you answer the questions, and maybe just say, hey, this is Kenneth Barrett, and then go from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sorry. Yes.
Next question is about the jails. I know the county mayor has been on the air talking about the need for expanding the size of the jail, and with the jail already operating really above capacity, I guess, depending on what week you're there, if not all the time, what's your idea on what could be done to address that problem of the jail overcrowding? Of course, the mayor already talking about building a new jail, and the other idea adding on to the one we have now. But what are your thoughts?
I'll go ahead and start with this one. This is Trey Mansfield. First and foremost, we need a new jail in Rufford County. That's number one priority as far as housing inmates goes. Second, as far as controlling inmate population, I'd want to work closer with recovery courts and drug courts and all that, and see if we couldn't make some type of work out some type of deal with them to where you can get jails are 20% of the inmates need to be in jail, which is your violent offenders. The other part of it is basically people that's made a mistake, and they don't need to be locked up. They need to have other options, basically, to where they can actually try to recover. Once you get in the system, it's very hard to get out. So I'd like to work with the courts to see if I couldn't come up with some type of different methods to where we could keep people out of the jail, other than the people that was actually need to be in there, which is violent offenders.
I feel like definitely we're going to have a new jail. Our jail's old and it's overcrowded. Rutherford County's growing faster than we can keep up. So we definitely need to look and see what's the cheapest way we can possibly build a new jail. And as far as keeping it from becoming overloaded more, I'll start programs inside the jail to try to keep reoccurrence coming back to the jail, where hopefully we can keep the number of the inmates, new inmates coming in, down. I think that's huge to catch, to get them ready, set up, hopefully for success, where they can go out into the community and be a good productive citizen for Rutherford County, be back with their families, and hopefully help line them up with jobs, things like that, that will keep them occupied and not commit the same crimes.
This is Steve Spence. Yes, we need a new jail, and also we need a new admin office. We're out of room on their admin side. but going to the jail, we're currently working very active with recovery and reentry on programs to keep the men and women from coming back in. Also, very active with the judges that has the vet courts, the drug courts. So we're doing everything currently that we can do to keep these men and women from coming back. But we've got to get it. We can't add on to where we're at. The high-rise building is actually sinking now, and there's no room to add on to it because of the floodplain. But it'll benefit us to have a new jail and add more program classrooms to that jail, too, when we rebuild it, and then give the employees a nice place, not environment, to come work every day.
Another question we have here is asking about body cameras and also the traffic cameras, but not the traffic cameras, but the ones that monitor, I guess, license plates. The license plate readers is what I think they mean.
Yes,
LPRs. Does the Sheriff's Department have those? And if not, are there plans in the future, or would there be plans in your future to add those?
Yes, it's Kenneth Barrett. We just now got our body cams approximately 2 years ago, and we've been wearing them. They're very helpful. I think every agency should have them. It's nice. It builds confidence in the officers where we can review videos on situations, incidents, and we can watch what the officer's actually seeing. And also the LPR system. It's a system that really helps us out, detectives and patrolmen, to identify crimes that's taking place and scan the tags of the vehicles while they're driving down our roadways. And our units will be set up soon to be able to, the actual camera will be scanning for the LPR system also. It's definitely a great system for investigations, to assist with investigations.
This is Steve Spence. Yes, we got the body-worn cameras for patrol 2 years ago, like Lieutenant stated. We've got them in the jail. We just deployed them in the jail, transport, courthouse. The only division that don't have them is SROs, and we're going to be working on that next year, or hopefully if I'm sheriff. But the license plate readers, we've been working on that. We've signed the agreement, and we're going to be deploying those on the streets. The cars, some of the cars are active now, but very proactive to cut down on crime in our communities. You know, in the past, we had to reach out to Murfreesboro and other agencies to get data off their license plate readers, but now we'll have that data, too, to protect our residents in the rural area.
Yeah, this is Trey Mansfield. I've worked with the license plate readers in Murfreesboro for the last few years, and I can tell you this, in 34 years, it's probably one of the most important and beneficial tools that I've ever experienced working with. We've all got a lot of experience, and they can attest to the same thing. You know, back in the day, we used to, if we had a robbery or some violent felony come out, we used to have to guess which way the actual offender was going to go when they, you know, left the scene. Now, pretty much what happens is when they leave the scene, our crime data analyst gets on the computer and starts watching for them, and when the license plate pops up on their data terminal, they tell us which way it's going. We've got 60 in Murfreesboro right now, and they've solved multiple crimes, and they're very beneficial.
Another question we have here, it talks about firing deputies, changing out staff members, and hiring and recruiting and training new deputies or detectives. Would any of you have any plans to bring on new staff, get rid of old staff or certain members of staff or anything along those lines?
This is Steve Spence. I'm not running a campaign to come in and get rid of anybody at the employees at the sheriff's office. If I'm elected, I'm going to give everybody a chance. If I make changes, they choose to leave, that's on them. But we're always looking for new men and women at the sheriff's office. We've got a good recruitment team, retention, and we're going to work harder, and again, going back to a new sheriff's office, that'll be a good recruiting tool to give them a good building to work in. Just yesterday, we was meeting, putting a plan together to try to get a better pay for our employees. It's budget season, and we're always going to work harder to make it better for the men and women at the sheriff's office.
This is Trey Mansfield. You, in my opinion, you can't come in and fire people. You've got to evaluate your people. You got to put the right people in the right spots. There's a lot of talent at the sheriff's department. Sometimes I think, in my opinion, I think some of them are misplaced in different positions where they would excel in other positions a little bit better. But no, you don't come in and fire people. You come in and evaluate. You listen. You ask questions. You know, basically, you find out what the employees need moving forward that would better assist them to do their jobs.
Yes, you got to evaluate the situation and put experts in different areas. Sheriff's Department is just a big business now, and you have to find the right people for your finances, the right people for overseeing your certified guys, your jail administrator. You got to have people that have the same vision you have and want to move the Sheriff's Department forward. We're one of the biggest agencies in the state now. It's time to start acting like it and put the right people in those positions, and just with experience and the knowledge that can handle it and have the same vision, make a positive feel for the agency and the community.
Again, we're talking with those running for Rutherford County Sheriff, and this morning we have on the air with us today Kenneth Barrett, Steve Spence, and Trey Mansfield. Another question here is asking, what steps would you take to improve deputy morale and reduce turnover, and also where do we stand on current pay, I guess, when comparing it to maybe other departments?
I can take this one. This is Trey Mansfield. I can speak from experience. We had, at Mercerburg Police Department, we had a lot of turnover a few years ago, and what the city council and the mayor did is they came in and they took care of the issue with pay. They brought us up to where we were competitive. So in my opinion, it starts with people being able to provide for their family. Once we got up to a competitive level, our recruiting increased and our retention increased. So that's the first step. People are going to have to make a decent living and a competitive wage if they're going to stay at the Sheriff's Department. That we have proof is in the pudding at Mercerburg Police. I mean, right now I think we're close to being fully staffed. I don't think I've ever seen that in my career in 27 years, and it all started with the city council and the mayor getting together and saying, hey, look, we're gonna stop the bleeding. I equate it to, a gunshot wound. If you get shot in the leg and you fall on in a rose bush, and I show up to your emergency and I'm treating all the wounds except for the most important one that's bleeding the most, I haven't given you the best emergency response possible. So what the mayor and the council did is they said, hey, we're bleeding police officers like at a crazy rate, so we want to stop that bleeding. So what they did is they focused on the police department, and they got our salaries up to where they're competitive. And then later on, a couple of years down the road, they started doing the same thing for each of the other departments. And I think that would benefit the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. I'm Kenneth Barrett. We have got to start building the morale and the culture up. People work for a little less money, but you can't work for that low. The big part is, if you treat people right, you value your people, and you let them go do the job, and you hold them accountable for what they're doing. I believe in servant leadership. You treat the guys in the community the way you want to be treated. You build them up to go to that next level. Let them know they're important. And the communication between the Sheriff's Department and the County Commission is very important. Like, our County Commissioners got to realize that they have to value the county employees just as much as the Sheriff. The Sheriff can come in, I can come in, and I can value my guys, I can build a culture, I can build morale, and let them know they're doing a great job and know we're moving forward and we're going to be the best agency in the state. But we also have got to show and get the County Commission to take buy-in to say, hey, we got to value our employees a lot like Murfreesboro's done. Murfreesboro has valued their employees. They moved the pay forward, and they're keeping people. But the culture's there also. We have great agents. We have some of the best employees around. But when you start talking $10,000, $15,000 difference, they got to put food on their table. They got to feed their families. So we got to work on that too. But first thing is to build that morale and culture up where they'll stay and retain our employees. That's where it gets very expensive, training new deputies in every division all the time.
Steve Spence, yes, the pay is a problem with us. The problem is the county, we only got one resource for revenue, and that's tax dollars. But with the good relationship with the county commission, the mayor's office, and the finance office, the last 3 years we've gotten raises, and I can't remember in my career how many times we've got raises 3 years in a row, but we're continue working on that. Morale, we have to keep morale up. We have the best sheriff's office in Tennessee, and we've got to take care of our men and women. But we're working daily and trying to figure out a way how we can do the salaries and to give them the benefits to stay.
But I'd like to weigh in on something else. It's in, kind of tied into the unified unified dispatch. The money that is saved if the county, if the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department decides to jump on board the unified dispatch, I think you could 100% fund better salaries that way without having to go back to the commission. That's a 75% savings on your communications budget. So, you know, there's ways to do it without actually raising taxes or going back. And I mean, there's money there. You can take that money out of the communications budget, you know, and put it towards salaries if the Sheriff's Department would just go ahead and hook on to the unified dispatch system. I think they're their only holdout right now. Is every emergency agency in the county, Murfreesboro, EMA, Smyrna, Laverne, Rutherford County Fire, everybody is engaged and involved in this study except for the Sheriff's Office. I'm not sure why that's the case, but.
And Scott, can I finish mine?
Sure, go ahead.
And also, we're looking at we do food service right now. We contract a service out to do our food service. It's $38,000 a week for food. That's something I want to look at. If I'm elected to cut that out, that's going to have to be some good revenue to go towards salaries also. So we're actively looking for things that we can cut back for salaries. Thank you.
Hey, and again, we're talking to those running for Rutherford County Sheriff. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll ask more of your questions. And one of those questions, and I guess you can think about this during the break, but it's asking, what is your approach to managing mental health crisis among inmates and also in the community? So we'll get to that question when we come back. And again, with us today, running for Rutherford County Sheriff, we have Trey Mansfield, Steve Spence, and Kenneth Barrett. We will be right back, and you can text questions in to 615-893-1450.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
It's all on you. Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right. Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting you to come do business with our family. We are delighted to have just celebrated our 35th anniversary, and that is all thanks to you, our wonderful customers. We are pet lovers too, and we personally select every treat and toy, ensuring it's the same quality that we give our own pets. Stop by Animal City and get the best quality pet gear in town. Animal City is at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Grab your coffee and your recycling bin. It's time for the Recycled Minute with Rocky the Raccoon, Tennessee's top trash talking mascot.
Rocky the Raccoon here with RecycleRightTN.com with a fashion tip today. Old clothes and textiles can be reused or recycled. Don't trash them. Donate gently used items to local thrift stores or drop them off at textile recycling boxes. There's places like Greenhouse Ministries, The Goodwill, and many, many other places too in town that would love your gently used clothing. So make sure those old clothes go to folks who could really use them. I'm Rocky the Raccoon for RecycleRightTN.com. Closing out today's show, the Raccoon Recyclers.
Go to Recycle Right TN.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and ache your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Again, this morning we're talking with those running for Rutherford County Sheriff, and feel free to text in any questions. Our number is 615-893-1450. And once more with us today, we have got Steve Spence, Kenneth Barrett, and Trey Mansfield. And the question right before that break, what is your approach to managing mental health crisis situations among inmates and then also in the community? It does seem like mental health problems have really increased, especially since COVID-19.
Yes, so this is Steve Spence. It's a good question, whoever called it in. We're just recently started talking to Recovery Court, Volunteer Behavioral Health, and the Journey Home. We're fixing to apply for a grant to help with programming with addicts, homeless, and the mental health. We all go in partnership to the best interest we can for the men and women. Also on the streets, we have co-responders that we contract through for Volunteer Behavioral Health, and they go right with our deputies to respond to mental health calls, to de-escalate the situation and get them help. But the problem we're going to have to start working on is medication. We can take these men and women to facilities, but if we can't find a way to manage their medication when they're on the streets, we're losing the battle. So we got to work with the community to try to help get some more centers to help them keep their medicine regulated.
Yeah, this is Trey Mansfield. I work with the Murfreesboro Police Department now. We have a unit called the Host Unit, and it's a homeless outreach unit, and we also partnership with the Journey Home as well, and we've got multiple resources that we offer people that actually want the help. The problem is some of the individuals we deal with take advantage of the resources, and it muddies the waters a little bit on the ones that actually need the help. So I would strengthen partnerships with the Journey Home and other mental health services to help everybody get the services they needed in the jail and on the street.
I'm Kenneth Barrett. I think while they're in the jail, they're off the alcohol and the drugs, and they're thinking more clearly. You got to have programs set up and work hand in hand with some of the nonprofits here in Rutherford County, as I spoke with a lot during this campaign, and realize when the inmates are getting ready to get out and they have these issues, mental problems or substance abuse, start working with them early. Start setting them up for success when they get out. Let them know someone cares about them and is looking over them, and someone they can reach out to, whether it be a chaplain program that's assigned to different inmates, and try to keep touch with them and make sure they're not just going back to the same old routine, and they do have something to lean on and somebody to lean on.
That kind of brings us to this next question here, and it talks about addiction. And do you believe, or is it your opinion, that addiction is one of the main things that drives the criminal activity that we see in Rutherford County?
I do. I don't believe it's one of the main things. I think it's a big factor. You know, at the end of the day, this is about good versus evil. I've been a cop for 34 years, and you know, there's people out there, regardless if they're on drugs or alcohol or whatever, that just want to do bad things. And that's what the police is here for. We're here to make sure that our community is safe and make sure that there's consequences to these crimes. It does intensify when you've got, you know, things on board such as meth and you know, heroin and all that. You know, the interaction with law enforcement intensifies, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, it boils down to good versus evil. I'm not going to say it's all about the drugs. I'm going to say it's all about the choices.
I'm Kenneth Baird. I think a lot of our crime goes back in substance abuse, whether it's drugs or alcohol, all the way down to domestics. A lot of domestics we go to, either someone's high or under the influence of alcohol, and burglaries, thefts, whatever we deal with, most of the time it is have something that leads back into substance abuse, where they're trying to get the money or not thinking clearly to make those choices. So it is a huge problem, and I think it's where your proactive approach in law enforcement's huge, and that's part of my background for years is narcotics, interstate interdiction, K-9, crime suppression. That's what you got to push and get out and be very proactive against the illegal activity taking place in our county, keep it safer for families and children.
This is Steve Spence. Yes, I agree that addictions do lead to crime, the thefts, the robberies, a lot of financial problems at homes, which cause domestic issues. Very blessed to have programs already in place for at the Sheriff's Office to help with these issues, working with the courts. Just was at the Veterans Court graduation last week. Watching these men graduate, they went through a tough program, and they had to prove themselves. So our community is great to have these programs to keep these men and women off these drugs. And we got to keep moving stronger and keep working with them.
Because things like addiction touch so many people's lives and families, would those listening be surprised if they truly knew and saw some of the things that you guys do see out there every day when it comes to drugs and alcohol use?
Yes, Kenneth Barrett. Definitely. You'll see some of the best families in Rutherford County, and decisions are being made. Their children, you can raise everybody the same. If they ever make that turn and start on the drugs or the alcohol, it's hard to pull them back. And we've seen a lot of really good families knowing that they're raised up properly and taught right, but it's always there. Once they try it and start on it, and I think it's where we got to start at a very young age in the school system, the SROs and the teachers to start teaching, say, hey, this is the outcome, you know, and start laying the groundwork early. Don't try it, don't get on it, because it will affect your whole life. And it's sad to watch the families go through it also, and being still assigned to patrol, something we deal with day in, day out.
It's Trey Mansfield. I have seen multiple families destroyed by addiction and drug use and alcohol use. Again, it's a choice, and they got to make a choice to get better. And they, you know, I'm big on holding people accountable. So at the end of the day, you know, I'll help you all you want me to help you, as long as you're willing to take the help.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be a shocker if the citizens knew what went on in our community. We have a program. If the courts are willing to help them out, and they meet the criteria, we have a grant that pays for them to go to rehab. But like Trey said, you have to be willing to help yourself. You can go to all the rehabs that you want, but you got to have it in your heart that you want to be clean. But still, we got to make an offer to help them, because, you know, they're not getting it from home. So we got to make sure we give them a hand to get them over the hurdle.
Do you think if you had an option for inmates, like right when they were about to get out of jail, maybe even, you know, pre-trial, but they were able to bond out, if you had an option to where you could send them directly to a rehab facility, I mean, should that choice be available, and should that option be available, do you think some of those inmates would take that option?
This is Steve Spence. Yes, sir. But again, they would have to be willing to commit to it. They can't just go and go through the program and go back out doing the same thing. That they've got to have their heart and set in the right mind to go in there and need the help. But yes, that program's already in place, and we work hand in hand with the courts, and we're blessed to have the judges we have in this county to help us with these programs and recovery and reentry.
Anybody else want to chime in?
Yeah, this is Trey Mansfield. When I worked the jail back home, I remember we had we call him a frequent flyer. He was always in jail, and he told me one time, he said, you know, I've been to 6 different rehabs. He said, you know, I go there, I do the program, I leave, and I go right back out, and I reuse. The best rehab that I've had has been the longest stint he was serving in jail at the time. So, you know, at the end of the day, and that was coming from an actual drug user. So I believe that there are resources out there for people that are addicted and want to get off. You know, at the end of the day, though, consequences for your actions, you know.
I still have people today call me that's been in and out of jail. Whenever they start getting down or start wanting to lean that way, they could have been clean for years, but they always have that temptation. So I receive phone calls and text messages pretty regular from different ones throughout the county that's been in jail and I've dealt with. And a lot of times I just need someone to listen to, someone to follow up. That's one thing about our STOPS unit at the sheriff's office. They're out, yes, they're enforcing the law, they're arresting people for drug possessions, things like that, but they also try to get help and if they're willing to take it. And then we'll do follow-ups. I think it's something that the whole sheriff's department can get better at, and the community, and get some of the nonprofits to help with that also, chaplain programs to do the follow-ups, to reach out, to have someone they can speak to and listen to. And when they're getting down and try to get into the same old routine, maybe they can pull them out of it and give them a good talking to that'll point them in the right direction.
And we've got like 30 more questions that were texted in, but there's two that I think are pretty big questions. Sure. And one of those deals with drone usage. Now, I know drones are already used, but do you foresee a time where we're going to utilize drones to actually, you know, cover the entire area of Rutherford County, just to kind of oversee what's happening and where maybe patrols are needed more?
I can tell you, this is Trey Mansfield. I believe we need more drones. I believe we need actually an air unit. We're the fourth largest county in the state, and you know, I know from I came from Putnam County, and they're not anywhere near our size, and they have an air unit. They can fund it adequately. So absolutely, anytime as a canine handler, as a SWAT officer, anytime you have overhead surveillance and you have an air unit available to you, it creates a safer working environment for the boots on the ground, and you can benefit and you can serve the public on a higher level if you have tools like drones and helicopters and stuff like that.
We have drones now at the sheriff's department. Every shift has them. They'll rotate out. Very high dollar drones, top of the line. We got great pilots for them, and it is a great tool that we use all the time. Out on barricades or people that's missing in the woods, people that's fled from us, we'll fly the drone over. And it also is an officer safety situation. We can get eyes on a suspect before we approach, and we can also keep eyes on our deputies whenever they're out searching these rural areas and in the wooded areas. And yes, it's I don't foresee us patrolling the whole county with drones. I think that was the question. But we definitely, the more we have, the better. The upfront cost is a little bit, but the maintenance on them is hardly anything. So it's just a great tool that we use with our canines. Anytime we run a dog, we always fly a drone with our dogs. That way you can always keep an eye on your deputies and your canine units in the woods when they're searching for a missing person or suspect. So yes, I'm definitely pro on the drones. It's helped us tremendously.
This Steve Spence. I don't agree that we patrol the whole county with drones, but we got 9 drones currently at the sheriff's office, and very valuable to us. Saves manpower. They're in the deputy's cars. If someone goes missing or they're looking for a subject, they can deploy immediately. And we also have the smaller drones that SWAT team uses to save them, putting a man in danger, going and clearing the house to find out where the suspect's at. But I see the drone program growing as we grow at the sheriff's office. Eventually, I think we need to have a drone in every car. That way they can deploy it and a quicker response on saving someone's life.
And lastly, one of the questions that was asked that I feel like it's important, and they're asking about sex trafficking and specifically child sex trafficking. I know the TBI started really talking about this probably about 15 years ago or so. How big of a problem do we have in Rutherford County with sex trafficking, and more specifically child sex trafficking, and what can be done about it?
I can answer that. This is Trey Mansfield. I think we, you know, even if you've got one person in your community, you've got a problem. My focus as sheriff when elected is that I'm going to aggressively target every child sex predator that decides to even stay in Rutherford County overnight in a hotel. You got to understand that they're not, that you don't have people riding around in white vans that are, you know, trying to kidnap children and whatever. What you've got now is you've got people that's attacking children on the internet, whether it be, you know, through Snapchat, whether it be through, you know, gaming systems. We've got detectives at the Murfreesboro Police Department that right now monitor some of these child sex offenders. It's called ICAC Unit, International Crimes Against Children, Internet Crimes Against Children, and they've got more work than they know what to do with. I think that's a huge issue, and I think we need to aggressively target those individuals. And, you know, don't sit there and tell me, you know, they need therapy. No, they need to be put in jail.
Yes, I think it's, like I said earlier, that starts young with the children and in the schools. SROs, is a lot of it starts on the internet, social media, things like that, where they're targeting these children to get them, send them pictures. They'll start small with something, then they'll bait them into another, or say they're going to do something if they don't send them this picture after they've already did it the first time. So I think that's where our SROs and our school teachers and parents need to be educated on exactly what's taking place, where they can let the children know, okay, if you make this mistake once, you get baited in, please tell us. We'll take care of it. Don't think you're going to be in trouble, but also let them know up front before they do it, say this is what's possibly going to happen. And just parents, monitor the phones, monitor all their devices to make sure this is not taking place, which Murfreesboro City, I think, definitely has more an issue with the hotels and the motels and things that's happening inside the city, not out in the county. But that's where we see a lot of it, where we're answering a lot of calls, is the young children seems like they're getting baited in earlier and earlier, which now they're carrying devices at an earlier age, so it's so easy access for the predators to reach out to them and try to get them to go ahead and send that picture to them or whatever to get them across that line. So we just got to work on it, and it's all about communication, being transparent, and letting the community know what's taking place. Everybody thinks it will not happen to their child, but it can definitely happen to anybody at any time.
Steve Spence, it is a problem. You know, you got a child that gets on a gaming system and they think they're playing with another child their age, but they're playing with a sex offender out there, and they get drawn in. But the main thing, like Lieutenant was talking about, parents, please communicate with your kids. Let them know what's out there. You know, if they do something, they send a picture or somebody, don't get mad. Keep that communication open. They'll come to you and talk to you, monitor your devices. But there was a big group here in Murfreesboro just a couple years ago that was running a human trafficking and had the kids in the hotel in Murfreesboro, and they just lived here in Rutherford County. But our detectives are very aggressive on this, and they monitor it, and they work closely to make sure we keep them out of our county.
We do have to close it out. But again, with us today, all running for Rutherford County Sheriff, we have Kenneth Barrett, Steve Spence, and Trey Mansfield. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Yes, sir.
Do you want your money to work hard for you? Who doesn't? South Central Bank has two CD specials that will help your money grow. South Central Bank has a 5-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 4.15%, or a 25-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 3.8%. Two great ways to put your money to work. You choose the term that works best for you. $500 minimum balance to obtain the APY. Stop at our location at 1602 West Northfield Boulevard in Georgetown Park today and take advantage of our two great rates. South Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.